Blog Talk Radio.
But it's the virtue of one who masters his desires and passions,
And one thing I want to point out, in Galatians 5, verse 22, this is where we found the fruit of the Holy Spirit, right? Self-control is the last fruit in this list. And I think that's so important, because once you go through all the other previous fruits that we've discussed, and you begin to allow the Holy Spirit to take its work in you and produce these other fruits, self-control starts to happen naturally, because you get better in the area of patience. So let me tell you, if you're, let's say you're in a heated discussion with someone, in that moment you need self-control. Well, if you've worked on patience, you won't be so quick to speak, right? You learn to hold back on what you're going to say, and that's a form of self-control. So I want to encourage you guys that as you're working on all of these other fruits, self-control is going to begin to happen naturally. And always, as you're submitted to the Lord and his will, he's going to produce those fruits in you. Robin, what do you got for us?
Amen. I just totally agree with that. God has given us a choice. Do you choose to eat of its fruit and the Spirit, the grace of God, or do you choose to live by the flesh and the law? And that is great works. It works you up to get angry and out of control with this world, with these people. But if you allow that Spirit, that fruit of self-control, self-discipline that the Lord gives you, it is so much more delightful.
Yes, that is so good. And you guys, I also want to show you what the word says about those who lack self-control. So everyone, turn in your Bibles to Proverbs 5. That's Proverbs chapter 5, and we're going to look at verses 21 through 23. And it says here that, "For the Lord sees clearly what a man does, examining every path he takes. An evil man is held captive by his own sins. They are ropes that catch and hold him. He will die for lack of self-control. He will be lost because of his great foolishness." And so here the Word of God compares self-control to a lack of self-control to foolishness. And I also want to turn to Proverbs 25. And Robin, if you would read that for me, 25, verse 28.
"A person without self-control is like a city with broken down walls." Whoa.
Oof. Yeah, Robin, can you break that one down for us?
Well, in other words, you know, a strong city has those walls around it, those protections. But a out-of-control, crazy person, wild and full of hate and anger, is like that city that's broken down its walls. There's no refuge. There's no protection. There's no shield. You are out there bare facing the world.
That's a perfect breakdown of it. And you guys, that clearly, exactly what she just described there is what Proverbs 5 talks about. That's great foolishness. And it looks like foolishness, right? When we see somebody that's acting out and have a lack of self-control, it looks like foolishness. So I wanted to point out to you what the Word of God says about having a lack of self-control, which is why it's always important to be submitted to the Holy Spirit and to walk by the Spirit and not the flesh. Now I want to turn to 2 Peter chapter 1, and we're going to look at verses 5 through 9. Robin, will you read those for us as well?
Sure. And it says in starting verse 5, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 through 8, "But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith." Now here we go. We're going to add this all together and bundle it. "Add to your faith virtue. Virtue to knowledge. Knowledge to self-control. Self-control, perseverance. Perseverance, godliness, godliness, brotherly kindness, brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours, just take it, and they abound in you, you will neither be barren and empty or not unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. So you guys, I love this here because it says, if you look earlier in this verse, it says to add knowledge, right? To add moral excellence, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control. You know, when you don't know what to do, when you don't know the bounds that are clearly set for you, you don't know what to do. But when you become aware of those, you know how to control yourself in those situations and in those moments, right? Which is why it's so important to read the Word of God. It was given to us for instruction. And so as we read the Word of God, it begins to renew our minds, renew our souls, so that we can walk in self-control in the way that's pleasing to God. And I also want to take a look here at verse 9. It says, whoever lacks these things, so this is all the information that was just read here, whoever lacks these things is short-sighted and blind, forgetting that they were cleansed from their past sins. And I just want you guys to remember, as you're walking in this, it's living proof that you were sanctified and set apart and saved by Jesus. And not walking in it, it says here, you're forgetting. You're forgetting if you're not walking in self-control and godliness and endurance. You're forgetting that you were cleansed. And I just want to bring encouragement there because the Lord is the one who does the salvation. The Lord is the one who does the cleaning up of your person, right? And all we're to do is submit to the Lord, and He will direct our paths each and every day. Robin, do you have anything on that?
Yes, and beautiful. Thank you, Sarah, that even this morning, and people say, oh, well, that sounds really religious and good, and we just keep knowledge and keep our minds together and all that. How do we do that? With perseverance, pushing on, reading the Word out loud, quoting the Word of God. It is life to your bones and flesh, to your mind. The Word, think about it, Word of God. This morning, I was feeling pretty weak and physically not doing so hot. And I just started saying, I have the joy of the Lord. It's my strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. God's love will never leave me nor forsake me. I fear not. I am strong in the Lord. And just start rejoicing in God. That's how you do it. That's how you give all diligence and virtue and knowledge and self-control. These people, I'm really going to go to the extreme, that rape little children, that kill people. They have totally lost control. They have turned over to the flesh, to Satan. Turn your life over. I encourage you, if you're listening right now, to the Spirit of God. Read the book of John even. Just start reading out loud and hear God's love for you. Contact us. Reach out to a pastor in your area. There's nothing to be ashamed about, but there is shame if you go out and do things foolishly and you lose your life into damnation because Jesus is coming soon. You can have friends, and it only comes through the Spirit of God and His fruit.
Yes, amen. So you guys walk away knowing that as a child of God, God has given us a spirit of power and love and self-control. You can do this because you've been equipped for every good work because God's given that to you. Father, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for the gifts that you've given us. I thank you that we are able to walk in power, in love, and in self-control, all because of your precious gift to us. Father, may we walk worthy of the call that you've given us. May we walk in a way that's pleasing and honorable in your sight, God. And may our lives be a pleasing aroma to you, Father. Give us, Lord, the self-control that we need, that others can see it too, because it's not just for ourselves, Lord, but it's for others as well, and that they notice something different because they're seeing the God in us. Father, I just pray that over each and every person. And, Lord, I just pray that if there's any that are feeling down or like they're not able to measure up to anything, Lord, you would show them their worth. Show them who you are in them. And may they walk proudly with you by their side. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, that was a great word, Sarah. Thank you so much for that word today from the Holy Spirit. Remember, we have our special guest, Deep from the Jungle of Uganda, believing that we're going to have great connection there, Pastor Jackson. We love all of you. Bye.
Love you guys.